This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And it's time now for my regular segment, Feminist About Town, with Karen Pickering. Hello, Karen.
Hello there.
How are you going?
I'm great.
Good,
I'm
great. Good.
Happy to be here.
I'm a bit sniffly myself today, but...
It's wild weather we're having.
Yes, indeed it is. Now, we've been doing this segment now for 3 weeks. I think it's coming together well, and I'm very happy to have you on the show every week.
Great.
To talk about what's going on in feminism and feminist issues in the past week or the coming week and what might be going on around town. So we've had a fairly quiet week compared to last week, which was full of action.
I think we've all been just reeling.
Yes.
And just recovering and maybe processing some of the more harebrained assessments of what happened.
Right.
Including... I've read a lot of articles talking about how, insisting that Julia Gillard's gender had nothing to do with her inability to retain the prime ministership. So it's been interesting. It's been from both the hard left and the hard right, there's quite a lot of denial, I think, around the gender treatment of the first female prime minister. But
yeah.
We push through.
Yes. And I was talking to someone about this last night and I was saying, well, I'm sure she'll go on to great things and I'll look forward to watching Julia Gillard's future career, whether it's in politics or not, with great interest. And she will always have that first Australian female Prime Minister on her resume.
Certainly, yeah, exactly. She'll always have that honour. And I think of other female leaders that I've admired very much, like Hillary Clinton, for instance, who have been down and out or down for the count at particular times, and Hillary Clinton's loss to Barack Obama in the Democratic primaries was, I think, pretty devastating.
Yeah.
But who knew what was in the future for her, and that she became one of the most effective and admired secretaries of state.
Yeah.
The US has ever had, and I'm sure will continue to be hugely influential in world affairs. So let's hope that Julia Gillard is her huge talents are put to use in future roles.
Yep. All right. Now, I've been saying on Twitter and on Facebook that we're going to be talking about Slutfest today. Slutfest is an official fundraiser for Slutwalk Melbourne 2013. Now, for people that don't know what Slutwalk is, Karen, would you like to talk about that? You're one of the founders of it, right?
Sure. Well, one of the people who brought it to Australia, along with Clem Bastow,
yes,
who now is living in the States, Lauren Clare and Natasha Smith, a few other amazing campaigners who all formed the first organising team.
Yeah.
And the personnel has changed, but the team continues to be amazing.
Yeah.
We've had two slut walks in Melbourne so far, and the very first one, as your listeners may or may not know, was in Toronto.
First one worldwide. Yeah.
So in Toronto, this came about because a police officer who was on campus actually doing a safety talk for students. Made the sort of offhand remark that women could avoid getting raped if they would stop dressing like sluts.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a funny thing, funny position for me to be in as a feminist and as an activist and as someone who feels so strongly about slut walk. I actually feel, quite sorry for that police officer because he is someone who, is expressing a view that many people hold.
Yes.
And he, like I say, very casually just expressed this view, trying to be as straightforward as he could about his belief that I think many people share, that women somehow contribute to sexual assault by the way they dress or their, having that extra drink or whatever. And the facts are that this is just false.
Yeah.
So... feminists on the ground in Toronto organised a protest. They called it Slut Walk because the police officer really gave it its name that day.
Yes.
and they decided to start a conversation in Canada, which became a global movement about why victim blaming happens so often in cases of rape and sexual assault, and why women are so often blamed for these horrific crimes committed against them. So
yeah.
It has been incredibly influential on me, and I've learned so much in terms of how subtle victim blaming can be, and how asking things like what was she wearing and what was she thinking going home with that guy, and that kind of thing is really, really shaming victims and survivors, and also distorts the community's understanding of how sexual assault happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about Slutwalk and Slutfest in just a minute, but I've got to play a couple of messages from our supporters. I'll be back with Karen Pickering very, very soon. You're on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Yes, you are on Joy on Katie's Cut Lunch, and I've got Karen Pickering on the line talking about feminist issues and, in particular, Slutwalk and Slutfest. Karen. Slutwalk, as you said, originated in Toronto and since spread to many countries around the world. Mm-hmm. We've had two in Melbourne. I attended both of them and they're fantastic events. What happens at a slutwalk?
So slutwalks are really surprising and amazing and beautiful, because every one of them that I've seen around the world has welcomed such a diverse range of people. The media loves to focus on people who dress up, and I guess that's the same with any kind of photographers looking for the...
We know that well from gay and lesbian Mardi Gras parades.
Exactly, the sort of colourful angle. So some people do dress up in, you know, outfits that they either find fun or that they think are provocative or confronting in some way, and confront that idea of, you know, women who enjoy active sex lives being, you know, less valuable than other women.
Yeah.
But there's no dress code for slutwalks. So the majority of people who come just rock up in their normal clothes, and they are there in order to stand with survivors and take a stand against victim blaming and slut shaming and the other kinds of ways that hurt women who have been, and women and men and people are vulnerable people who have survived sexual assault. So the idea that so really slutwalk ends up being an incredible kind of celebration of solidarity, but also it's I think a lot of survivors do come and feel very supported and feel validated and maybe feel as though they're not alone.
That's wonderful.
So we had the first year we had, you know, over 3,000 people attend. Last year numbers were about cut in half, and so we're hoping to boost that back up this year. The idea is that, you know, we talk to a lot of different people in a lot of different, you know, stakeholders really in the community, and we make sure that we have representatives from, you know, rape crisis centres, representatives from the LGBTIQ community, sex worker communities, and different, you know, I think the very first year we had an incredibly beautiful and moving speech from a young transgender guy who spoke about his experience of sexual assault, and that was one of the most that's something that we've been contacted about really more than any other speaker.
So, yes, I remember that. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a dry eye on the lawns. So I think that what Slutwalk allows with, I mean, I think some people do find it just a really irreverent, fun occasion to come out and show their support for survivors of sexual assault, and also to stand against those really toxic attitudes. But for many people, I think it's a healing and a way of being represented and being heard.
So for
Slutwalk to continue, we have to, you know, keep getting that message out and getting the word out. And certainly all of us in the organising team spend a lot of time with people in the community. And I talk to a lot of teenagers and young people, and certainly every month I meet with a lot of feminists.
Yeah.
Actually, fellow feminists. So we're continuing to build that kind of momentum and support. But we also are going to, this year for the first time, we're going to fundraise, because...
Right.
The last couple of years, we paid for the event ourselves and then sort of passed around a bucket on the day.
What are the costs associated with this sort of event?
Well, it's last year it ended up, the amount of money that was raised by passing a bucket around on the day was almost exactly how much it cost, which was amazing,
yep.
Which was about $600, which was the cost of hiring the PA and speakers.
Right.
And the, you know, registering domains and that kind of stuff that come out of our pocket. But obviously all the work that's done on Site Walk is done for free by all of us. But just that those costs, those sort of practical costs have just been ones that we have all covered. You know, we've all thrown in $100 at different times to cover. So what we thought we'd do was put on a show.
Oh.
And if the funds raised exceed the amount that we need in order to just bootstrap, put the march on for the year, we've committed to donating the balance to CASA, which is the Centre Against Sexual Assault.
Fantastic.
In Melbourne, which has a number of different branches around Melbourne, but there is a 24-hour crisis centre.
Yep.
That anyone who, you know, if for obvious reasons don't want to go directly to a police station or even if it's not it's not immediately when a crime is committed but you just need help, you can always go to a CASA and get the support that you need.
A long-standing and fantastic institution, Centre Against Sexual Assault. So what date is Slut Walk itself this year, Karen?
So it's going to be a bit confusing because of all these slut prefixes, all these slutty events. Slut Walk itself will be on Saturday, the 31st of August this year, which is the day before Father's Day, and a Saturday, the last day before spring, day of winter, which is we thought might be a nice day to get together with all your friends and allies on the State Library lawn.
Yeah, we'll talk about
that. Will be at noon.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that closer to the date.
Sure.
But just put that in your heads, everyone. It's 31st of August.
Yeah, and that day free.
Slut Fest, which is the fundraiser concert leading up to it, is Friday, 12th of July. So that's next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yep.
So it is. It's at the Bella Union.
Yep.
Which is a fully accessible venue
Trades Hall in Carlton.
Yeah, Trades Hall in Carlton, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. We've got performers from across the spectrum of cabaret, comedy, poetry, dancing, singing, you name it, we've got it. And so there's also prizes to be won
on
the night, including tea and Scrabble with Van Badham.
And Van is a well-known feminist.
Yes, and columnist for The Guardian of late. Clementine Ford is a supporter of Slut Walk.
Yes.
And instead of a date with Clem, what she's got on offer is a custom written letter.
Wow.
Which I think all the people who read her columns week in, week out will probably be.
She's a fine writer.
About.
Yes.
So she'll write a letter for you to send to anyone. So it can be your local MP about equal marriage.
Yep.
It could be your ex boyfriend or girlfriend to let them know what you think. It could be a love letter. She loves writing love letters, so it could be just to an unrequited crush. but she's a wordsmith, so she's offering her words as a prize. And also Anna's Go-Go Academy. I'm not sure if your audience are familiar with Anna. She is a firecracker.
Another great thing that happens at Trades Hall.
That's right.
Yes.
And she teaches people how to go-go dance. And she's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So she's going to teach on the night, she's going to teach dancing for protest.
Brilliant.
Bust out a few moves when you go to any kind of demonstration. So that will obviously come in handy for Equal Love rallies and the other kinds of demos that your listeners go to.
Yep.
But Anna is also going she's donated a free lesson with Anna's Go-Go Academy for a lucky winner on the night. So that's just a door prize. And we will, throughout the night, be introducing just such incredible acts onto the stage.
Yes, I've got the Facebook page open at the moment, featuring performances from Tilia Neville, Emily Zoe Baker, who's a fantastic slam poet, Nellie White, Hannah Monagle, Lisa Sky, which a lot of people in our community know.
Yeah.
Gosti.
Right. And we've got the Vava Boomba.
Fat
Burlesque singers and dancers joining us, including Dame Tipsy Takanawa, an opera singer, and Hissy Loco, who's a ukulele.
Wonderful.
So there are absolutely, there's something for everyone. We've also got a brilliant cabaret performer called Lady Bird, who it is rumoured dresses as a giant vagina.
Okay, then.
But I can't confirm.
Goodness me.
You'll have to come and see for yourself.
Yeah, so that's Slut Fest to raise money for Slut Walk. Great cause. Friday the 12th of July, 7 o'clock at the Bella Union. Thank you, Karen. I'm talking to Karen Pickering. This is our segment, Feminist About Town. We'll be back in a minute with more Feminist About Town. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Yes, Joy 94.9. That was a good one. I've got Karen Pickering on the line. We're talking about feminist issues. Karen, people should go to the probably the best place is the Slutfest Facebook page to find out more.
Yeah, and if you're not on Facebook, you can go to the Slut Walk Melbourne website, which is slutwalkmelbourne.com.au.
Excellent.
And there's more information about the march and what it's about and links to, you know, different kinds of support and other organisations that are allies and friends of Slut Walk.
Great.
And also more information about Slut Fest.
Great. So, well, as I said, we'll talk more about Slut Fest again next week, just to give people a bit of a reminder.
Well, yeah.
You're going to be busy.
We all have Slut Fest fever that day.
Yes. And, of course, we'll talk more about Slut Walk closer to the time in 31st of August.
Great.
And I can hardly recommend people to go along to that. It's a great event. Thank you for organising it, Karen.
You're very welcome.
And thanks to your team as well.
Yes, I'll pass that on.
All right. Now, any feminist events coming up apart from Slutfest that people should know about?
Well, there's always Cherchelle FM coming up.
Yes. Cherchelle FM is Karen's monthly salon.
Yes. The event that I run every month on the first Tuesday of every month at the Gasometer Hotel in Collingwood. So we just had one this week past, and that was Feminism and Crime, which was an intense and amazing and powerful discussion that we had.
I bet. I didn't make it there, but I saw some photos. It was a full house.
It was a bumper crowd, yeah. So I think that there's a, every now and then a topic is just the right time for everyone to feel like they want to come and talk about it. And I think most of the city is still really affected by the sentencing and of Adrian Bailey and the fallout from Dilma's rape and murder.
Yep.
And so I think that it was a good time. But we also talked a lot on the night about violence against women and how certainly in queer relationships that can be very difficult for people, women to access assistance.
Yeah.
And certainly men in queer relationships experiencing intimate partner violence don't feel as though the system's in place are applicable to them and will help them.
Right.
And so we talked about that and also something we didn't get to talk about enough, but what was mentioned was the extraordinarily high rates of crime against transgender people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that just being a transgender person increases the likelihood that crime and particularly violent crimes will happen to you. So we spoke about that, and I think they're all feminist issues that require our urgent attention.
Yep. I'll give a shout out right now to the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, which is one place you can go if you need help with something like this.
Please do, yeah. And also the Zoe Bell
Gender Centre. Yep.
Yeah, Gender Centre, which is specifically for people, for trans, intersex, gender fluid, genderqueer people to go and find out what their options are, but also just to be aware of, you know, the legal recourse and legal rights that they have and don't have. And I'm so happy that people are doing such important work.
Yep, yep. Excellent.
So we spoke about that. And then the next Cherchelle FM, first Tuesday of next month, which we'll probably talk about close to the time, will be Feminism and the Election.
Ooh.
So as I'm sure you can imagine, and certainly your listeners will be gearing up to see what, if any, kind of policies actually emerge before the election.
Yes.
There are so many issues affecting affecting women, affecting the LGBTI community, and that big overlap in between that we talked about.
And
I think that, you know, at the moment, that neither of the major parties are really answering many questions on policy. So
no.
The other thing that you could do if you were so inclined is that me and another feminist commentator, Van Badham, will be appearing at a fundraiser for Adam Bandt.
Okay.
On July the 18th. That's also at Trades Hall, and that's a Q&A style show, which is, you know, to raise money for the Greens, the other force in Australian politics.
Yes.
Certainly offering policy that's maybe more relevant.
Yes. To find out about all these things that Karen's involved in, you can go to her website, which is mskarenpickering.org.au, am I right?
Yeah, Ms. Karen Pickering, M-S-K-A-R-E-N, .com.au.
Oh, .com.au.
.com.au, yeah. So you can go there and find out where I'll be appearing at different times, but also there's podcasts on that website of all of the Shechel FMs from the last year or so.
Fantastic.
You can catch up on feminist discussions there too.
Terrific. All right, Karen, another great segment here on Joy. Feminist About Town. We'll see you again next week.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.